You may recall, last year, the city of Fort St. John got a little bigger when it expanded its city boundaries to the west. Now, council has told staff to explore the possibility of expanding to the east. And the person in charge of the process is Janet Presley, the Director of Legislative and Administrative Services. And Janet joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why an interest in Fort St. John to once again visit the idea of expanding its boundaries?
Well, since 2007, Council has had a vision to expand its boundaries, and there's been an interest from property owners on the east side for incorporation. So that initiated the discussions that are now taking place.
Well, let's start right there. What would be the benefit to those living there if they were to be included in within the municipal boundaries?
There's the ability to subdivide into smaller parcels because there's the ability to access water and sewer, additional fire protection.
But there's also an increase in property tax.
Definitely.
Do you know by how much or what they would be paying if they were to be incorporated?
We haven't done those calculations as of yet, and the affected property owners will be receiving that information at the end of January.
Okay, but last night you did meet with landowners who would potentially become a part of the city. Overall, what's the response?
The response was, I would say, fairly positive. Naturally, they just want additional information as to the impact for them. And smaller parcels obviously aren't going to receive as a perceived larger benefit, but it would depend on the individual parcel. If you were hauling your water and having to pump out your sewer, then obviously that's an additional expense rather than, you know, the ability to hook up to water and sewer.
Right, and that would be part of the pledge if they went within the city boundaries that they would suddenly have those services.
Well, they'd have the ability to access them.
The city of Prince George went through a process of expansion a few decades ago, and today there are issues of those promises made to do things such as hooking people up to sewers that have not been met. There are also the higher costs with maintaining a larger area. There's snow removal, garbage collection. What can Fort St. John do to be sure it's not taking on too much in the way of new land?
Our planning and engineering department have done quite a bit of background research, and council has initiated certain projects, like capital projects, to ensure that moving forward that our infrastructure can substantiate some, like this additional property that is coming in.
Do you have a sense about how much it might in fact cost the city to do that sort of expansion and maintain some of those pledges?
Not at this time.
When will you know?
We would know, I would say, mid-2015.
One of the
2016.
Yeah, okay, good. That makes more sense, doesn't it? Now, there's another question. The mill, the Camphor Mill, has said that they would like to fall within municipal borders. Do you know what would be the benefit for them and for the city?
Well, I mean, the main benefit for Canfor, and we should clarify, they're just entering into discussions, as all these property owners are.
Yeah, we're still at the very beginning.
Exactly. So, I mean, there's still the ability for property owners to, once they receive all of the information, take into consideration what it means to them personally, and then they would make their decision accordingly as to whether or not they wish to proceed with the inclusion. So Canfor has indicated that they would wish to enter into discussions, but that doesn't necessarily mean that at the end of this process that their property would be part of the boundary extension.
Mm-hmm. So clearly there's a lot of conversation that still needs to happen, as you mentioned, in the early months of 2016. What's the benefit for the city?
The benefit for the city is council's goal has always been to, we need to increase our area within the city to accommodate growth. It's better to have vacant property, so that allows the ability to develop it to a city standard rather than taking in a subdivision which has already been built to a regional district standard, which naturally the two are vastly different.
How so? Tell me, what's the difference between developing to a city standard as opposed to a regional district standard?
Well, the standards are definitely different. I mean, now when a developer comes into the city and wants to create a subdivision, naturally they're responsible for putting in all of the utilities, all of the roadworks in advance of actually constructing their first house. Whereas in, you know, decades previously, and even in the regional district now, that's not always the case. They don't provide all of those services. They may, you know, construct a road, but obviously the road base may not be to the same standard as the city as well. And usually it's gravel in the regional area.
And is there a vision for the city of Fort St. John about what they would like to do with some of those vacant land parcels? Are you thinking subdivisions, or are you thinking about something a little different?
Well, that's definitely up to the property owner. When a property comes into the city, its land use remains the same. So the city isn't going to dictate to a landowner, okay, you have a quarter section and, you know, it will be this now. I mean, it's the property owner's decision as to what their vision is for it, keeping in mind that, you know, there has to be some consistency with adjacent land uses as well.
All right. So this conversation will continue, as you mentioned, in early 2016. When do you expect a decision to be made?
We're asking property owners at the end of January after this next meeting to submit their formal response forms then. Then in February, I would be compiling this information and providing a report to council in March. Then council can provide me with direction as to what areas they wish to proceed with incorporation, or they may decide. I mean, there's a variety of options for council to consider at that time.
Well, we'll see what happens next. Thanks, Janet, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Janet Presley, Director of Legislative and Administrative Services with the City of Fort St. John. What do you think about the ongoing expansion efforts in Fort St. John? Are you on board? Let us know. Email us daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.